Hello. Can everyone pray with me? Lord, thank you so much for just the story of grace that you've written in my life. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to share this with others. I just pray that tonight someone would just really resonate with my story and be able to know that you can redeem their lives from the pit. In Jesus' name, amen. Hi, I'm Chandler. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from people-pleasing, control, and lust. If there's one thing I could tell you, it would be this. God doesn't waste anything, not even the hard things. He loves you very much and has a very specific plan for your life. I accepted Christ's free gift of salvation when I was 16, but I didn't have a daily abiding relationship with God. I considered myself a good person and didn't really see my daily need for Jesus. In college, I turned my back on God, and I believed that my plans were better than his. My first week of college, I had committed every sin I told myself I would never commit. I fell head over heels with a guy and started a relationship with him, lost my virginity, got drunk, and started abusing Adderall to keep up with school and grades. Life seemed great, but little did I know my life would soon spiral out of control. I turned to finding my identity in men and people's opinions of me, lust, and binge drinking. My life was a total lie. I portrayed an identity of perfection to the world, but I was living a double life which consumed me. During my senior year of college, God put people in my life to draw me back to himself. With my aunt's help, I started attending a Bible study that God put an amazing Christian family in my path, and I started a babysitting for them regularly. Their marriage was a beautiful picture of Christ's love, and I knew that I wanted more of that. Each time I was with them, the father would always ask me, "When are you going to go all in with Christ and get involved in a local church?" And I would always just shake him off by lying that I was going to. Little did I know, God was after me and planting seed after seed to win me back to himself. I moved back to Dallas in hopes for a fresh start. I began regeneration to deal with the emotional consequences left from my sinful choices. I also started attending Watermark's Young Adult Ministry. Every time I would come to church, I would bawl my eyes out and felt like the sermon was speaking directly to me. One night, JP preached a sermon on Matthew 7:13-14. "For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." That scripture totally blew my mind, and the analogy that JP gave was a turning point in my walk with Christ. During regeneration, the Lord revealed to me that I was in bondage of people-pleasing. My mind was consumed with what other people thought of me constantly. I would allow people's opinions of me to identify my self-worth, and I would go out to party to please others and numb my pain of feeling less than good enough. Through region, I learned what God's word says about people-pleasing. Galatians 1:10 says, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." The Lord also revealed to me that I have a huge control issue and a desire for things to be the way I want them 100% of the time. And when they aren't, I feel out of control and tend to struggle with not trusting God. I also latch on to specific sin struggles such as comfort, drinking, and lust to numb those feelings of being out of control. I learned through recovery I'm not in control of anything. In James 4:13-14, it says, "Come now, who you say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes." And so I learned that I'm not in control of anything, and Christ is ultimately in control. During region, I learned that I had to turn over my addictions and patterns over to him so he could heal my heart. I so badly wanted to do the right thing and walk in God's ways, but it took a year of heart change and head change to get me to that point. When I start to feel like I'm falling short, I'm quick to confess my sin and desire to find my identity in anyone other than Christ. I'm actively pursuing purity, and I know that Christ is better than any temporary satisfaction I could find on this earth. I now better understand that I am not the one who's in control of my life, but Jesus now controls my every day. I know that I don't have to be in control, but that I can give all my trust, anxieties, and fears to the one who has seen every day before me. Through this process, God has allowed me to make amends with others whom I've harmed and have rebuilt many relationships in my life, including my mom, me and my mom. I now know what it's like to walk with God and be fully known and fully loved. I have now confessed the exact nature of my sin to my community group and region group, where I've held nothing back and I've brought the last 2% into the light. I was chasing everything this world had to offer: status, the approval of man, identity in men, finding life in the next party. God clearly showed me my need for him when I started to lay down my patterns of sin. I knew that there was nothing I could do to earn God's love, and that I needed to fully accept Christ's payment for my sin, and that by his death and resurrection, I could be set free from my sin. During recovery, God showed me how he sees me: redeemed, a daughter of the King, no longer defined by what I've done, but defined by what he's done for me. In step one, I had to admit that in my own power and strength, I'm powerless over my addictions. But with God's help, I could learn how to lean on him and get through anything. I had to learn how to trust God with this life now and the life to come. During step four of inventory, I had to make a searching and moral inventory of myself and patterns. It was a very mentally and emotionally draining process, but it was worth it. And then during this next step, my favorite step of all was intimacy. Long after that one, but I learned how to deepen my relationship with Christ and depend on him and fall more in love with him. My life now is very different since choosing to go all in with Christ and work through the steps. By God's grace, God has shown me how to respond to his free gift by changing my mind and then my heart. I know I cannot just win Jesus over with my behavior modification, but instead choose to give him every detail of my life because he has it all anyways. The storms of life still come: failed relationships, rejection, job loss, family issues, but there's one thing that remains the same, and it's Jesus. I know that he is a perfect father and is in total control, and I don't have to worry about my life and the plans he has for me because I know they are good and perfect. Spending daily time with God is now my norm. Now I love opening up his word and journaling and worshiping God and blasting my music in my car and fellowshipping with others. And when I fail to do so, my soul craves that undivided attention. The Lord has allowed me to lead a step group over the past year and has seen him do amazing work in these women's lives. And if there's one thing that I could tell you all tonight, it would be that God loves you, and he doesn't love some future version of you, but loves you right where you're at. God will use whatever hurt, sin pattern, whatever you have in your life, and he will use it for his will and purpose. Keep coming, keep showing up, and saying yes to God, because when you say yes to him, he will blow your mind. And when you start to walk in his ways, you will never want to turn back. Hi, my name is Chandler. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from people-pleasing, lust, and control. To God and God alone be the glory for the redeeming work he's done in my life.